Testament audit. The two dots on the public camera, you test some of that. Bring two dots, take it back to the Mishnah that is on your time. The Mishnah says like this, and the example of the Mishnah said, third line of the Mishnah, the Yudzayin of the Arab. Oh, saw me by Etis. The animal was kicking. Oh, he saw you. Or there were stones that were getting kicked up from under its feet. And the stones broke the kalim. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it was kicking, and so it's got kicked up. So there's definitely two cases mentioned in the Mishnah, kicking. And Surya is getting kicked up. Two different things. One animal went ahead and physically kicked something and broke it. Or Surya is getting kicked up. The command of your Testament Aleph is not sure what the pshat in the Mishnah. So let's go to your Testament Aleph. Your Testament Aleph. By the two dots. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Is pshat hoiso mevaetes veziko bevi'uto? One thing is it was kicking and it damaged due to its kicking. Oi, service kochai, or it wasn't kicking, just service got kicked up in a normal way, in a normal manner. In both those cases, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, the Mishnah says the Chayim Chatzi Nezek, in both those cases, why should it be Chatzi Nezek? Rabbonon needs to go and I should say Rabbonon. Rabbonon holds that Tzoyes is Chatzi Nezek. So this Mishnah is going to Rabbonon. If it kicks, you be Chatzi Nezek. Why do you be Chatzi Nezek if it kicks him, sure? If it kicks, why do you be Chatzi Nezek? Karen. Karen, he's Chatzi Nezek. Oh, you should say it's nothing in a normal manner. You pay Hatzinez, why do you pay Hatzinez? Because it's a different reason. And it's going under a bond on the bond on the series to pay Hatzinez. Why did all of the animals? Oh, it's some of my etes. Shut the mission differently. Oh, it's some of my etes. Vizico, Pivuto. First case is it was kicking and it damaged to kicking and you pay Chatzinezek, because like Shua said, you pay Chatzinezek because of Karen. Oh, Tzoria is Machmas built Mishalim Chatzinezek. Or the Tzoria is also the Shini. The Tzoria didn't happen in a normal manner. And you pay Chatzinezek, why should you pay Chatzinezek? Oh, okay, when you test it with say, okay, if you would have done it in the normal manner, Mishalim Nezek Shorim, Omani Sopasi, who's the author of the Mishnah? Is the author of the Mishnah Rabbonon. And the reason why you pay Chatzin Nezek for the Tzoyah is because it was done in the Mishnah Rabbonon, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Or is the author of the Mishnah Sunchus, and really you should pay Nezek Shorim for Tzoyah. And the reason why you pay Chatzin Nezek is because these Tzoyahs were kicked up in an unusual manner. Yes, sure.
Yeah, Mishnah says we talk on Rekhoi, was underneath the thing. Usually, that's the stepping on, so the pressure from being stepped on that goes, that shoots out. That's where
a fire.
But when it's kicking and it kicks up stones, it's not from a top box.
It's stamping, stomping, wildly. And because of that, the stones are flipped up in a manner that wouldn't have normally been flipped up.
Okay, so stopping,
I can hear this stuff. Excellent. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah going to, someone's Mishnah going to have
bought? Yes, but originally, read the Mishnah according to the way we don't understand it. The question on the Advent was that Karen was doing in the Mishnah.
Right.
According to the suggestion that we're reading, like the way Simchus is reading it, both cases would be Karen, but that is Right, so then the question gets amplified as really no shaykes for the mission. The wise thinking parent and source of parent when the mission is talking about regular.
Yeah. Okay, so you amplified the question. But once we had the question then and we had an answer to that. Once we had the question and then we answered that question, we would answer the same way here.
You can give it more of a stretch.
And we answered them, we were talking about all things that happened due to his walking or his legs kicking things up.
Oh.
All in Yoni Regal.
Didn't you say when she said that? You want to bring an idea of the service, which is great.
Yeah, so
but the problem is the attention.
Places could be explained in according to one chat a bit more, yeah. Places said the shovel, it's serious, not going to off. It's the same as serious. You're saying that it makes sense according to Chachamim, hold that serious is the general. Very good, all right. Very good. Okay. Okay, so Baal Ben Shem said it's because I think the Rashba said it's because there was things that happened with his regal, so it wasn't all cases to do with the regal. That's how. It's other side of the Gemara with them. So let's go back to the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara is this Mishkan like the Rabbanon or is the Mishkan like Sumas? If the Mishkan is going like Rabbanon, then we have to say these stories are done in a normal manner. If the Mishkan is going like Sumas, then it's done in an unnormal manner.
It's not going according to Sumas to the exclusion of Rabbanon, it's going according to all of it.
No. If it was done in an unusual manner, and you're telling me, the reason why you pay a chassidim is because it was done in an unusual manner. But had it been done in the usual manner, it would be
right.
And done in the usual manner, you would have paid nezek shalim.
Right.
So that's the whole matter. Right. It's an exclusion on the part. So who's the author of the mission? It's not possible.
You always have to take like a deal whenever you're analyzing who's going to be the author of it. It has to be good for both the case that it is as well as the deal on that case.
Sure's got a good point. And the answer to Shmuel's point is, we have a problem. Why is the Mishnah talking about specifically kicking up the stones? If the same alphabet somehow does it in a normal manner, so why are you mentioning they kicked it? Right. And by story, they're coming to tell you something, teaching you something. Dafka, because you kicked it, that's why the alphabet is this. But if you wouldn't have kicked it, the alphabet would have been different. What would the alphabet be different? It's the same.
It's set, right?
It's got the head there. And am I doing like some first? And if you want to pick, you're paying as a stop. Yeah? Good. Okay. Have something to say or not? Even if you don't kick it. Yeah? It can be. And Igmar's going to say that at the end. Very good. Doesn't say the word, I feel it. That's why you can cut it. But what you just said is going to be the answer there. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Toshamah, we can prove this Shaila, we can answer this Shaila by looking at the end of the Mishnah. Misefer, the end of the Mishnah. What's the end say? Don't sound like the Mishnah Rosso, the very end of the Mishnah. The animal trod on the Kli and broke it. V'nofal ha-shever al-kliyakeh. And the Shever from that Kli that he broke fell on a different Kli. That's serious. Huh? No? Right? On the first view, you pay Nezik Sholim because it is regel. But after in Chatzin Nezik, and the second view, you pay Chatzin Nezik. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, end of the Mishnah, tells us that the Kli that you trod on, the first view, you pay Nezik Sholim because it's regel, and the stone that flipped up and landed on another Kli, there you pay Chatzin Nezik. The phrase the Gemara is Sunkos. If the author of the mission is Sunkos, me is a Chatzinezek. If he doesn't hold on Chatzinezek, there's no music of Chatzinezek. So, Mele, I talk of the mission is Rabbanon. And if I talk of the mission is Rabbanon, what's just in the big opening line of the mission there? Hoysim of Etes, Oishoyo. So, it's been not sent up. Are you in the normal way or not the normal way? The normal way has to be the normal way because you're going to learn Bonom. And that's why you pay Chatzin Nezek, because it's coming to teach us that locals don't learn Bonom. The Gemara says, no, you know what? So that might, must be Jerama. So the Gemara, no. Vechitena, perhaps he'll say, Rishoi, Rishina Tozo, Visheni, Shenina Tozo. Rishoi is Rishina Tozo. And the Sheni is Shenina Tozo. Maybe when it says Dosa la Kribisha Rosoi, Ala Rishoi, Misharim, and Dixorim, is not referring to the original key he broke. Rather, the original key he broke out, and a piece of it broke another key. On that one, you pay Nezik Shalim, on the second key, you pay Nezik Shalim, and on the third key, on that you pay Chatzin Nezik. So maybe the Mishnah can go like Sumchus, and Sumchus, when he says you pay Chatzin Nezik, it's talking about the third key that broke, not the key they broke with his leg physically. Another glee that broke because of stone, because of a shard that broke from the first glee, but referring to a third glee that broke because of a shard that broke off because of the second glee. Maybe that's what it means. Then think of, oh, I'll be Vishani Lay Sumbus, sorry, one thing, Vishani Lay Sumbus, make Kojoy, the Kojoy, and Sumbus differentiates between Kojoy and Kojoy, the act that broke off because of his act, that's Kojoy, the first Kojoy, that's Nezik Shalim. But the second Kojoy, the Kojoy that came because of the first Kojoy, it's called Koyach Kojoy. It's because a force that was created due to a force of his, on that, Sumpus holds, you be Chatzin Ezek. So Sumpus differentiates between Kojoy and Koyach Kojoy.
Yes, the
Rashi is
the German for Achman.
Akron, I told you, you're asking that Rashi?
Yeah.
Let's see Rashi. Okay, we'll start from our first Rashi. Vizikib of Ito. See Rashi, Vizikib of Ito is like a third of the way down the page. First word on the line is Vizikib. Vizikib of Ito, but it's Oyo, he's been told of the Kerenim. And the first case is he kicked it. And damage through his kicking, which is stunned, carried. So Shemadik, Tony Sefer, the Masisim, you see an end of the Mishnah, Dos Alakedim, Midachai, Vitzurus, Katzinezek, since his Machai, Vitzurus, Katzinezek, Shemadim, Masisim, Nav, Sumchusi, you see the Mishnah, not Sumchus. So then the Gemara said, no, maybe, Rishoy, maybe Nezek Shalom is Lahatozo, Oysoy Kli, Shenishma, this key that broke, Machmas Hatozas Shivri Kalim, due to the Hatozas of the Shivri Kalim. That means the second key broke because the first key spewed out some of its hot shards. So, Oisikli Shenishba, Machmas Hatozas Shivri Kalim, Shedos Arloth, he had trod on the key. And because of that, it broke off some pot shard and broke the second clean. That's called Rishin. So the second clean is called the first clean. Babagam did serious, you know, even though it's serious, Mishan Mazik Shalim, the Sumpus, so it's kind of like Sumpus. And the second clean, the Akroin, is talking about the third clean. Akroin, Akroin Atozo. Akroin means Akroin Atozo. The last one they got hit due to the fact that there was some pot shard hitting him. Kigoin Shema Oisoi Kli Shenishba Lene Tzoris. The second key, a key that broke due to the Tzoris of the first one, Hitizoi Shvorim, it itself then went and kicked up some Shvorim, Vishivu Kli Shlishi, and it damaged the third key, Davakur Kurkoi, and that's called Kurkoi, and Shemaki Mishanim Chatzinelli. That's why it's Chatzinelli.
So, what is
the loss of the Gemara is very good, yes. Right. Rashi has either gear so explaining here that Shani means Shani Atozo. What's loss of the Mishnah? Alarisha in Mala? Loss of the Mishnah was Alarisha Mala Akhri. So it's a question on how gear so the Gemara. Whether Rashi had a gear so Akhri is correct. Loss of the Mishnah was that. Alarisha Mala Akhri. So the Chitimri show you Rishon Atozo, the Shein is Shein Atozo. Yossi, you know where to put the comma in? Mechita ima. Rishon Mishnah tells us. How do you read it? What does Rishon Mishnah mean?
Right.
It means it's some type of comma after all. Rishon means Rishon Atozo. Achron or Sheni means Sheni Atozo. So now we've got Pshat in the Mishnah. That maybe it's because Mishnah's gone like Sumpus. Mishnah's been maybe gone like Sumpus. And we start. And Sumpus himself differentiates. That's all the Dalach of Mish Mishnah. He holds up the Dalach of Mish Mishnah. Where? On the second one, on the second stage. That was the Shaina. We had it just on Tuesday. And all the boy of Ashi, Ashi had the Shaina. What's the name of Kirkhoi? Is it like Kirkhoi? Do you pay the Shalom? I love Kirkhoi. Maybe you pay Hatsinezek. Till Shoylei. Till I can Kirkhoi. We have a rhyme of words from the Mishnah. Let's not Kirkhoi. If we say the Mishnah means Sumchos. And the reason I'm shafting the mission when he kicked up the stones is he kicked out with a shinun. And he paid Chatzinezek because if it would have been not in a shinun, you would have paid Nezek Shalem. So the mission is going like Sunkos, and it's clear in the Mishnah that Sunkos makes the distinction between Kirkoi and Kirkoi. If we say Pshat in the Mishnah is that it kicked up stones in an unusual way. And that's the case which the Mishnah is talking about. Hoistem on the etes. Oish, she hits his stories. Means hits his stories are they built, then it's only going like Sumpus. Why? Because. That's the Shana, to read the Mishnah. We don't know how to read the Mishnah. You go to school. How do they teach you to read this Mishnah? No, something in the Quran. We don't have to read the Mishnah. Do you read the Mishnah this way? And if so, it's going like the Chachamim. Or do you read the Mishnah this way? And therefore, it's going like Sumpus. The author of this Mishnah is not saying, I've got a machlokes tanaim and I want to use the power of a lashon to go like both. The author of the Mishnah held either like Sumpus or he held like the Rabbanan. Just depends how you read the Mishnah. What's that mean? Is Hoyetis and Tzoyes mean not Mevaetes? Or Hoyetis and Tzoyes is carrying on with the Mevaetes because it wasn't a good boy with Tzoyes?
So
the Rabbanan
still have a way of reading the Mishnah.
They wouldn't read this Mishnah.
They wouldn't.
Rabbanan and the Sumpas, they spoke about it over there. The place Bet Sha'an, that's where they were discussing it. This Mishnah happened to be speaking about very fine Tzipori. That's where they made up this Mishnah. Was discussing there. Had you gone to Zippor, you would have heard the Tana saying this Mishnah. Now, who was the Tana? Who did the Tana hold like? Did the Tana hold like the Machlekes of the Rabbanan in Bet Sha'an? Or the Machlekes of did he hold like Sulfus in Bet Sha'an? We don't know what he holds. Depending how we translate his words, we will now know whether he holds like Sulfus or he holds like the Rabbanan. You're saying like, you know, we have a Mishnah, and we need the Rabbanan and Sumchus both to fit into this Mishnah.
Yeah,
that's a mistake. Rabbanan are Tanoim, and Sumchus is a Tana, and they're not Machuyim to learn like any Mishnah. They are Tanoim, and they are allowed to hold what they hold. And you have a Mishnah, so the Mishnah goes out one of them. They're not Machuyim to fit their mind into this Mishnah. But we are Machuyim to understand what the Tana meant in Mishnah. Did he mean to pass like Sumchus, or did he mean to pass like Rabbanan? What would be enough good minute for us? But if you've got some Mishnah going like Sumchus, that gives us weight to say I wish to pass him. If the Stam Mishnah is going to Rabbanan, then it gives us a reason to pass another Rabbanan. So we, as in us low guys, have to understand who was the author of this Mishnah. But they, the Tanaim themselves, so you want to listen. I know there's a Sumchus. I personally, Rabbanan, disagree with Sumchus. So we disagree with you as well. We don't hold on this Mishnah. And some of us would say exactly the same, but the author knew what you held on. So what was the author mean? Did he need to say, it was kicking. And it kicked it with its goof. Or it was kicking and it knocked up Sirius. And if you learn that way, then the author of the Mishnah is Sirius. He goes with the same idea of Sirius. Why? Because the only reason he said Chatzin Nezek is it was kicking. And they're not kicked, you would have paid Nezek Shole. Oh, when you're reading it wrong. Points of Ameyata is 1 point. Oh, so it says Menatzim is another point. I'm going to tell you another case of Chatzin Nezek. One case of Chatzin Nezek is kicking. Another case of Chatzin Nezek is walking and stones come up. And so it says Chatzin Nezek.
I mean, I think it should be written in such a way that allows the smacholis to be. The language they chose was vague enough.
Yeah, but you've answered your question, yeah. It's about the answer to your question. Then, enough now, you could ask now on Tanda Mishnah. Yeah, Tanda Mishnah. So, the people that were listening to the Maggid Shir, they knew where the holds of Sufus Rabbah. They were his Talmud. They knew they held the Sufus, so they knew he held Rabbah, level. They would understand automatically what he meant. Right? The problem is that we don't know what they held. Never we don't understand
this. The Mishnah allows this presentation. But
the language of the Mishnah, now that we don't know who the author was, if it was Sunba speaking.
It changes a lot, not just the author, it changes.
Yeah, if we knew it was Sunba speaking, you wouldn't have a suffering.
Sure,
if you knew it was Rabban speaking, you wouldn't have a suffering. Either use such a lotion. Yeah, but it's in my language, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know how like this, or all like this. Now we don't know who it was, so we don't have a. We have a
problem. Sorry, like, they knew there was a machlokes tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, so they allowed the language of the Mishnah to.
Yeah, and I'm coming. Nice to think about. Yeah. So, Tom, that's a good heart. Yeah. And that in the Mishnah, this Mishnah was said over in a manner that we could explain it in two ways. Is it going with the shit of Sufis? Is it going with the shit of Rav Amon? We thought it's Mukhak from the Mishnah is going like Mukhak from the Mishnah going like Chachamim. Why? Because at the end of the Mishnah said you be Chatzin Nezek. Only Chachamim say Chatzin Nezek. You say no, but it could be maybe someone's also Chatzin Nezek. Don't understand. Rav Ashi had such a sobbing. Rav Ashi had a sobbing whether someone's also Kirk or not. If shot in the Mishnah is Sunkus, how could I have actually had that such a suffering? Very good, very, very good. Yossi, say, maybe Rav Ashi had our suffering. Maybe Rav Ashi had our suffering. He himself didn't know who the author of the Mishnah was. And if he wasn't sure, is it Sunkus? And you told Kerifa, he's like,
of course it's in the
yeah, it's not my favorite. Right? Or it's neither Chachomim, if I don't know what Sunkus was. Very good. Very good. You shouldn't speak like that. But the Vayda Gemara says the cash. Yeah, Tosfos is saying something similar to that time. So, Vayda Gemara, if you're right, the author of the Mishnah Sunkus, how could Rav Ashi have Mishaila? Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Rabbana Mekila. Rav Ashi himself understood this Mishnah was going like the Rabbanon. He understood the Mishnah was going to Rabbanon. He understood the Mishnah was, the author was the Rabbanon. It's talking about Chatzin Nezek. And the Tzorios, what's the case of the Tzorios? The Tzorios would be Chatzin Nezek and the Rabbanon. Ubuhi lo. Okay. And he had this question. So, how do you understand what this word boy lo hochi? This is this Gemara is not hard Gemara. Well, this Gemara, these are three words that are difficult to understand. What's the word boy you pose? Which question did you pose? No what? Which question? Yeah, which question do you understand the Gemara means? Well, boy, Rav Ashi, Ashi had the suffix.
The question of what are the words of our Mishnah mean? Chakam Abed, which was all in the Mishnah.
That wasn't Rav Ashi who asked it.
But he is questioning his question.
Which question? Which question did Rav Ashi ask that this question of the Gemara is based on? Oh, very good. Why? Yeah, we've done Rashi. This is like, it comes from, I don't know, there's some expression in baseball that comes from behind somewhere, right there. But this question, I've thrown it from somewhere else. Oh, boy, look. If Rashi had the Shaila, which Shaila? You have to go back two Shailas ago. If Rashi had the Shaila, Yeshin or Yeshin? Do we go down to 25% or not? Dino, is a Shino Yom Tzoyos, is it 50% or is it 25%? Do you pay 50% of the damage? Oh no, there's a Shino, and you go down to 25. That Shaila he had based on the Shaila which Agumar now asked. Why? Because if Oilo, the animal was kicking, and he kicked Bibiuto. Or it was kicking Sirius in the normal manner, and he paid Chatzinezik. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that you paid Chatzinezik if he was kicking in the normal manner? I mean, if you hold that the Rabbanu, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? We all know the Rabbanu, okay. What's the Mishnah come to tell us that you pay Chatzinezik? To make a deal. Remember, Shua told us we have to make the deal here. If you're telling me this case, Kiruchayu, why do you mean in a normal manner? I mean, what would be if it'd be in an abnormal manner? No, if it'd be in an abnormal manner, you'd pay quarter. So this Mishnah told you pay Chatzinezik because it was normal. Oh, it's some of the etters, it was kicking. Oh, so it's been Nazi, doesn't say kicking. Oh, so it's been Nazi means in the normal way. Why are you talking about the normal way? Because if it'd be in an abnormal way, how much would you pay?
Yeah.
And if so, you see, there's a shinoi, or you did, man, or you said, it was kicking, and it damaged while it was kicking. Oh, so it's machmas built. Oh, we're talking about in carrying on an example with built. Either kick the goof for you, or it kicks through and calls Soyuz. In both those cases, you pay Chatzinezek. What would we see from there? Ancient. That was Rav Ashi's Shaila. The Shaila, the Gemara, that started out today, the Shaila which we started today with, how to understand the Mishnah. So we thought the Shaila was, is it going like Sulbos, is it going like Rabbonon? Rav Ashi said, no, I know the Mishnah is going like Rabbonon. But your Shaila, which you had, I also have this Shaila. I have a Shaila in the Rabbah. How do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it kicks and serves. Is that serves a continuation of kicking? Or it serves a different case? Kicking is Chatzinezek and serves is Chatzinezek. What's the Shat in the Mishnah? Not Gemina. If Shat in the Mishnah is saying you did it in the normal way, that's when you pay Chatzinezek. We die from there. Had you done it in an unusual way, it would have been fair. Because otherwise, you'd have said a bigger Kiddush. So if it was kicking with its foot, or in a normal manner, the stone got kicked up, in both those cases, 50, half damage. But if it would have been a shinui with the tzoros, it would have been 25%. If so, Shatan the Mishnah would be yeh shinui. There is a shinui with tzoros. Oh no! You're misreading the Mishnah. It was kicking and it kicked with a goof. It was kicking and stone got picked up. And the Mishnah is saying the same thing. What's the Mishnah come to tell me? Ancient. It's a Kiddush meant to be an ancient. Or...
I have a machine.
Because otherwise, it should be 25%. Because it did it with its serious. Had he done it in a normal way, it would be 50%. Mm-hmm. And he did not usually.
It came the first time on purpose. That's
Karen.
That's Chatzinezek.
That's
Chatzinezek. Now it came on purpose and it kicked something up. Hit the rock on purpose, go break something. So if Morris would say Chatzinezek, how does that prove it's not Shinu?
Because what does it mean by Shinu that serves? What was Rav Ashi Shaila before on the W Testament out of the beginning? How did they answer? What was the Shaila? What was that case?
It's if I'm asking.
It's the case.
If it's
the case.
Yeah.
And there I'm about to end the shayla. If you kick up stones in an unusual way, being put, then do you pay 50% or do you pay 25%? So if shat in the Mishnah is you kick up stones, and yet the Mishnah says you pay 50%, they're telling me that even though it's done with a shillery, you still only pay 50%. That's right, from that source, yeah. You still pay 50%, you don't go down to 25%.
That's ancient.
That's ancient. Right. The other way of reading it is saying if it was kicking, you pay chatzinezek. Or if Tzeres got kicked up, not by kicking, just the normal way, you also pay chatzinezek. And then the deal would be, what's the deal? If it had been in an unusual way, you would pay the met less. It's only because it was done in the normal way, that's why you pay X amount.
That's a bigger finish. Say it's paid a quarter.
Right, you should say it. Always tell us the biggest finish.
Right, so the bishop doesn't say a quarter.
Right, so if you can bring it right from there.
That's because it doesn't say the bigger finish. It can't be the proper way to learn.
No, misunderstood. The mission is speaking about what you did in the normal way.
You're asking why we talk about the abnormal way. Tell us when we have a sentence.
Because that mission is telling us that. By telling us that you did it in the normal way, why is the mission stressed on what you're doing normally? Means to teach us that you've done it differently, it wouldn't have been this thing.
Wouldn't it want to teach us the bigger finish?
He taught us both the finish. By saying, we learn both. He says, Allah is, sorry, is in the normal way, you pay 50%. Allah tells us in the normal way, it tells us in the normal way to pay 50%. And basically tells us, why are you telling me the normal way? Mashman, the unnormal way, it would be less. Right? Whichever way you would have said, you could have done both that office. And it said it did an unusual way to pay 25%, it would also be. But this is the goal here. Huh?
Asking,
huh?
Asking,
I'm saying he's asking Shai, it's something called the deal because it means
50% of what we actually see. Tremendous hit of the story. This is the hit saying all of a sudden, okay, you see, they don't find in Torah, I think that would be featured.
And not just with the Duke.
Right.
So I'm saying a Duke is like being featured in the Mishnah. And you're saying it should be more explicit. So we're not really arguing, you're saying it has to be mentioned in the Mishnah, just whether it has to be explicitly mentioned or. You can infer from what's written.
There was Adir is the same thing.
In Yeshivas Mir, if you learn in Mir, Adir is called the Kiddush Gosh. Adir is Marish. Marish, okay. And you know, and the answer is yeah, it's Adir. So the Imam leaves off with a take of a met, we're not sure, Kundra of Ashi, what's chat. The Mishnah, like of Ashi, we're meant to have the shadow of one who's a take. Is there Shinra Mashin? So the sikkim of the Mishnah of the Gemara, it's a quick summary of the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara, the Shaila. Remember that the reading of the words of the Mishnah are problematic. It talks about two cases, kicking and tzoris. We don't know. Is the Mishnah come to tell us halachas of chatzinezek? Or is the Mishnah come to tell me halachas of kicking? That's what we don't know. The Mishnah says it was kicking, chatzinezek. Tzoris, chatzinezek. Now, did that what Mishnah wants to tell us? Halakha of chatzinezek, kicking is unusual, and tzoris is usual. Both of them are chatzinezek. That's how Tosis seems to have understood it there. Or did the Mishnah want to tell us the halakha of kicking? Kicking with your goof is chatzinezek, kicking with tzoris is chatzinezek. Is that what the Mishnah wanted to teach us? What would be the nafka minhag? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Both ways you learn, when you learn like the original way of learning or the Rashi's way of learning. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Is Pshat in the Mishnah teaching us halachas of chatzinezek, or is Pshat on the Mishnah teaching us halachas of kicking? So the Gemara starts off saying, we thought, if it's teaching us halachas of chatzinezek, that is Rabban. That's Rabban kicks it chatzinezek, and so is chatzinezek. Kicking was done in an unusual way, chatzinezek. So is not in the usual way, going like Shitrabah. Oh no, maybe the Mishnah comes to teach us the halachas of kicking. What's the halachas of kicking? is the halacha of good kicking. So kicking with your goof is chatzin nezek, and kicking up tzuris is chatzin nezek. The teacher has halacha in kicking, and kicking up tzuris is chatzin nezek. Why would it? Why? What would it be if you would have done it normally by tzuris? Then you would have paid nezek shalom. Kicking up tzuris is chatzin nezek, but if you would do it in a normal manner, it'd be nezek shalom. That's going like shittas sumchus. That would be going like shittas sumchus. So if the mishnah comes to tell us halachas of chatzin nezek, it's going to have a bottom. If the mishnah comes to teach us halachas of kicking, if you kick it with your goof, you pay chatzin nezek. If you do it in the normal way, you pay nezek shalom. If you kick up tzuris, you pay chatzin nezek. If you do it in the normal way, you pay nezek shalom. Going like sumchus. Says the Gemara, can't be, because the end of the mishnah is mukach. Like the Rabbanon. But then the Mishnah says you pay chatzin nezek for tzuris. Must be going to have the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, no, maybe the end of the Mishnah is going like sulfurs, and it's koyuchu. And the beginning of the Mishnah can still go like sulfurs. So we said it can't be because we've actually had a sopik about that. We've actually had a sopik where the koyuchu comes to sulfurs or tzano. Maybe you tell me chatzin the Mishnah is going like sulfurs, then how could he have the sophic what sumchus holds? It says clearly the Mishnah, the sumchus holds at least somewhere that Yochai Chatzin Ezek. So the Gemara said, and this was a little bit tricky part in reading the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rav Ashi himself understood this Mishnah is going like the Rambam. He had no sophic about that. Rav Ashi knew the Mishnah is going like the Rambam. And yet Rav Ashi also didn't understand what the read, how to read the beginning of the Mishnah. He also didn't understand, because Rav Ashi had a different shayla somewhere else early on. He had a shayla, is there shinui for tzuris? If you do tzuris, if the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, you do tzuris in an unusual way. If you do tzuris in the usual manner, how much do you pay? 50%. If you do tzuris in an unusual manner, how much do you pay? Is it also 50%? Because if they're my tzuris, you pay 50%. Well, the din by time, you can never pay less than 50%. Or no, the din of time is you pay half of what I'm worth with the pays. You pay 25%. That was Rav Ashi's shayla. Why do you have that shayla? Because he didn't know how to read that Mishnah. This Mishnah is going with Rabbanah. The author of the Mishnah who going with Rabbanah, what did he mean? Did he mean to tell us the halachas of chatzin nezek? Or did he mean to tell us the halachas of kicking? Meaning, the Mishnah is telling you should know you pay chatzin nezek for tzuris. In the normal way, you pay chatzin nezek. I'm telling you an opposite of chatzin nezek. Chatzin nezek you pay if you do it the normal way. Mashma, make a deal. You're telling me an opposite of chatzin nezek. Chatzin nezek do it in the normal way, meaning if it would have done the unusual way, I wouldn't have paid chatzin nezek. I'd paid less. Oh, so if so, I've got a deal. So why talk about the normal way?
It's common.
Talk about anything. Picking up all. No. More than that. If we know that there's a tzad, that if you kick up, you should pay. Remember, there is such a tzad. We have such a havamina. Vashi's got a havamina. There is such a havamina that if you do it in an unusual way, you should pay a quarter. So surely the mission should have focused on that. Mishnah should have said, you should know if you're doing an unusual way, you pay half. There is such an idea in the world that if you do tzuris in an unusual way, you should pay 25%. You must think there's such a havamina, a remote havamina. You must think that somebody might be unsure about that.
Yeah.
Don't you think the Mishnah should have addressed that?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't address every question that David has.
It does, by Duke, it does.
So given the opinion, it's not small, that's it. It's all absolute to 50%, that's it.
No, but if you read the Mishnah, it was talking about in a normal way,
yeah. Then
the Mishnah is saying a particular type of service. If it says, read the Mishnah, how is it my etis? That's one thing. Oh, you should have not seen service with that. In a normal way, if that's it, you read it in a normal way, then the Mishnah has not addressed what would be that or could be the unnormal way. It's unusual.
What's an abnormal
way? Unusual way.
What's an abnormal way?
Kicks up the stones.
Purpose.
Stomping.
Purpose.
That's it.
Shouldn't that go up in the category of
No.
Just give it a category of
Talk about it. What's it then?
Talk about it. Instead, if it starts, what?
No, it's Karen of Tsuris. It's Karen of Tsuris. Tsuris of Karen. So maybe it's 25%.
No.
Why not?
It's Karen. That's it. Karen is Chetzi Nezik.
But there's a Tsuris here. So is it Chetzi Nezik of Tsuris?
No.
Or not? But so, let me know. There is something about that. Rav Ashi, I wasn't sure about it. But listen, Rav Ashi was the one who composed the Gemara and he wasn't sure about it. So if he had the right to be unsure, then certainly the Mishnah should have addressed it. I wasn't sure Rav Ashi was lacked his ability of Kochma. Even had such a subject. So why did the Mishnah not address it? Why is the Mishnah talking about stories of a normal manner and not teach us the same halakha applies if it's unnormal? Unusual, not normal. What do the English word is? Abnormal, right? Why did I mention? Answer is, it is mentioned. I'm talking about a normal manner because you should be in a diet. If it's abnormal, Revanism. I've addressed your point. Revanism, you're right. There is such a topic and I've just addressed it. We should talk about it in a normal way to teach us. If it'd be an abnormal way, it would be Revanism. Oh, maybe you're misreading the Mishnah. The Mishnah means in an abnormal way. That's what the Mishnah means. Oh, it's the Mishnah says it kicked in a not in a kick that kicked with its goof in a not normal way. Or it kicked up stones in a not normal way. And what's the Mishnah tell us? You pay Katzin as a Mishnah tell us about the Gechidosh that on an abnormal tsurios, although it's Karen, you pay Katzin as a cannot reva. That was Rav Ashi's shayla. That group was Rav Ashi's shayla. About the Mishnah's Rabbanon, now I don't have a doubt about it. Now, how many go like simple? It's going like Rabbanon. But the shayla in Rabbanon, what's it in on Tsuris? The Tsuris of Karen. Gevaldik. And on that really have a thing. Huh?
We can't be my name for Rav Ashi's question.
No. Which Rav Ashi's shayla? About whether it's Shinnery. Going to Sunfus, there's no harm in that you go down to 25%. It's going to Sunfus, if you do it the normal way, it's 100%. So of course, Shinnery would be maximum 50%. There's no way you could go down to 25%. Let me know about all that the mood, the maximum of Tsuris is 50%. There I could think that maybe you should go down to 25%. That's the Gemara. Yishmaki Gemara. And let's see some Rashi, and then I'll just put to you a problem. I don't have an answer. Says Rashi, Tivshoi by the Rashi. So Rashi Karbon and Loikido. You see where we are, Rashi Karbon and Loikido. It's first word on the line is by the Rashi. Rashi Karbon and Loikido, by it. That question, the boy of Rashi, Leel, Yeshinotsois, Ancientotsois. He asked it on this mission itself. And this is what we didn't understand. It was going and kicking. And I want to do it for kicks. What's the next part of the mission? Is it kicking tsuris or walking tsuris? And that we've actually had the subject, and that's why I actually wasn't sure. Outcat, this was all what we were planning to do first time round for before we start another up. The problem on this Gemara, it's not a problem on the Gemara, it's a problem on the Rashi. And if Mami's done an answer, I've seen that Reb Nachum asked it. And he said he addresses it, but I can't find where he addresses it, which is rather frustrating. We've seen in Rashi on Yud Chesimut base that Suri is only applicable for Rega, not for Shem. Suri is said by Rega. Maybe even regal Mishuna, maybe Tsuris can apply also by regal Mishuna, as long as he was going without Kavanah to damage, then that is all regal and Tsuris is applicable by it. But here we've come across something new. It's the Meva'etis. Meva'etis is kicking. Kicking is Kavanah. It's not just unusual, it's Kavanah. Kavanah to whip up in servants, right? The animal's seeing red in its eyes. So this is Karen Marish. This is Karen. And that's why if it breaks the kli, you have to pay chatzi nezek because it's karen. And the Gemara's got some that you would pay service rates. The Gemara's got some. Means aliday kicking. Means the Gemara's got played sad that tzoris is applicable by Karen as well. And that goes flies in the face of Rashi earlier. Rashi said tzoris only applies to shen and to regal, and that's it. And that is the problem. It's a difficulty. Which have not come enough design on the base he asked there. He said, and when I get to that, I'll explain it. I looked for it. He doesn't seem to talk about it. It's a problem. It's a problem on Rashi. Rashi clearly holds that. Or not himself enough design. Or Rashi is Kesimon base. Yeah, there's a few Rashi. There's one you design on the base, one you Kesimon base. And your Kesimon base is the clearest. The one, Dochiklo Alma, your Kesimon base. Basically, the longest Rashi at the end of the page, the Dochik Lo Alma, see it?
Yeah.
Rashi says that what we're talking about is animals defecating over dough. So he said it's a shinner. So why should it? It's a shinner. So he said, no, Dochik Lo Alma, it wasn't a shinner. And that's why you would pay for service. It's Rashi. Dochik Lo Alma, she med is bemokim tsar. There's no place for it to move. Mishon, says Rashi. We're talking about a case where he's not doing it for his anor. He's going be mishal sheles. It's got diarrhea. Says Rashi. Because if he did it in the usual for his anor, the reason why he deprecated was because he wanted to get rid of this pain from his stomach. He's doing it for his anor. Hold up the shen. Ooh. It's a told of Shem, and so what? Rashi also says this thing is Torah by Shem, not by Shem. So we must be talking about that this is Torah is of a place where the animal is not doing it for no. If you did for no, then it's Shem. Rashi doesn't know the told of Shem.
Where do you see that?
What's Rashi's problem if it's told of the Shem? Let it be a talk of the Shem. The Gemara doesn't say what we're talking about. The Gemara says this animal is defecating over blooding, over Esau. And the Gemara said you pay contra blood, and when being mazvit because of the series. The Gemara doesn't say the word series. We mazvit because of the series, and you pay chatzi nezek. Because of tzuris, and if you do it many times, then you pay nezek sholim because of tzuris. Says Rashi, you must be talking about doing it without anor. Because if you're doing it for anor, then it's shem. Let it be shem. Is there anything wrong with what we just said if it's shem? Why? It was tzuris. It was blooding coming out from his womb. The Gemara was saying that in this case of the Issa, you pay chatz nezek. Why? The Gemara thought it was good in the service. Right? Service, and you pay chatz nezek. Says Rashi, you must be doing that service to break it. Then I understand why you pay chatz nezek. Because if it's for no, then it's a total of shame. Those are the end of the cryptic line of Rashi. But what did Rashi want? Told of the Shem. Is that a told of Shem? Okay. Thank you for the information. It's a told of Shem. Have I got any problem? I want to say this came to the Mishnah told that you're doing fine. No. And it's a told of Shem because we've got stories coming out from the animal. And stories are made up in Ezek. Let it be Shem.
And it's fun.
How do you know not? And for what? For stories. Tzuris, what's up with tzuris if you do four times? And if there's no difference in our offer between tzuris of walking, tzuris of shen, so then what's the difference which label you call it? If there's no difference, if tzuris are up, you see how you can drive feet from often. Shen and regal share the same offer. Shen and regal share exactly the same offer. Public, private, all exactly the same offer. So what's bothering Rashi? Rashi must be talking that it's not having an arm. then it's Reis Abrega. Because otherwise it's Shem. So here, not from another, Kred Mamad Ben, Tzoris was only said on Rega, wasn't said on Shem. There's no such thing as Tzoris on Shem. You would pay Nezek Shoni. And here it says you pay Chatzin Nezek.
I can't.
If Tzoris, Rashi says, is only applicable by Rega and not by Shem. How did Rashi know that? Why did Rashi say not by Shem? How did Rashi know it? So, how does Rashi know that Tzoris is only said by Rega and not by Shem? He knows it. Okay, that's. And what is that? The command of Gimel on the base goes through all the obvious things he came. It says it's Karen, what's the total of Karen? You're rubbing a wall to knock it down. And then, no, that wasn't the total of Karen. And then, knock up the Nosha. And then, what's the total of Shem? The total of Shem is that you knock down, you're rubbing a wall to scratch, you knock down the wall. And what's the total of Regal? Oh, I found the total of Regal. Told Tzoris. So the Gemara seems to apply. Regal, Tzoris is only a total of Regal. Says Rashi, and therefore we can't be talking about Shem, because if it's Shem, there's no total of Shem called Tzoris. Tzoris is a total of Regal. If that's true, then Tzoris also can't be a total of Karen. The exact same reason it can't be told of Shem, it can't be told of Karen either. Because Tzoris was only said on Regal.
So there's some questions on Rashi. So say the theory of the Gemara is that.
So Daf Gimel, that's where they learn out from Daf Gimel.
Pretty explicit about it.
So we have to work out how they would learn this Gemara Daf Gimel. The Daf Gimel is a major support for Rashi. The problem is, if Rashi holds that Tzoris is only applicable by Shem, then Lechoyra, it should also, only applicable by Regal and not by Shem, Lechoyra should also not be applicable by Karen. And yet, there's a thing in the Gemara here that Tzoris is applicable for this one. Big time, I don't have an answer. I'm really happy to share with you the problem because it's a serious problem of Rashi. It's a good reason for us to start with the Gemara anyway. And maybe by the time we finish Chazara, we'll find an answer. So, Yossi said I have to give a little vote to then get every Thursday. So, here he goes. As just told us, discusses Yaakov and Esav. Two people came out from the same tzaddikim. One became a terrible, terrible Rosha. One became a terrible, amazing tzaddik. Amazing Talmud Torah. So there's a clue in the Sfonu about how a person can prevent himself from becoming an Esav. The pasuk says that Esav came in and Yaakov was busy cooking a stew, a nozit, some lentil soup, because Avraham was sitting shiva. Esav was sitting shiva. And Esav said, just give me from that red stuff. I'm so tired, just give me from that red stuff. I'll gain kosher Edom, that's why Esav got called the name Edom. So it's interesting that Esav couldn't even describe the soup that it was. It was lentil soup. All he could describe it was based on its color. Therefore, he got his name. So there's a Sfonu, important thing. Esav had a job. He tied the fib. That was his job. Every guy's got to take their job. That was his job. He tied the fib. He was a hunter. But he was a hunter to an extent that nothing else interested him at all. He was so hooked, addicted to his activity, to his work. The poshut was so engrossed in that he got to a stage when he was unable even to discern what that soup was. He saw he was so smack in the malakta and he said this, Ashalikatos Adam. It's not normal for such a person to be there. Actually, he could be not in Kim Tzivoy till he got to such a stage that he was unable to even discern what that soup was. That's why he explains what Edom was. What what Esau was. But the Svarma, I saw Rabbi Lopkin, learned from the Svarma a tremendous lesson. Now, of course, we have a klala which Hashem gave that we have to be a we have to work. But a person has to realize, okay, that's what I have to do. But there's more to life. I've got to work as well, but there's more to life. A person can't become so addicted to his work until he's unable to get so he would never go to a stage of oif or noifi if it wouldn't have been this matzah of being so addicted to his work. And that's the Musaq of Esau. Musaq of Esau is somebody who was a workaholic, as they would say in English. Mama is a workaholic, work 24/7, and that's what he does all day long. Why? Because I've got to make money. We've got to make money. You're stupid. Of course you have to make money. That was a klal Hashem gave us. We have to make money. We don't have panos b'shef. We have to work for it. But you mustn't be a matzav of oif anoichi. You mustn't be a matzav when a person gets so hooked to it, not willing b'chal to take anything else into account as well. And Yaakov was exact opposite. Yaakov was an ish. Yeshua b'holim. He was a tomon. Yaakov was Tomon in Shemeva. Tomon is the Roshma Tzmona, completely wrapped up. He was completely engrossed in his learning. And that's meant to be obviously Yaakov Ishtom. That's the ideal, what we could do. Also, we can't because we have to have Panos as well. But we have to always remember, though, the English should be really like Yaakov, completely engrossed in our learning. We can't, so we have to have Panos. But as soon as we've got what we need for our Panos, we have to go back to be mechazik ourselves in the learning. So as the Rav Kor of Gumbel always tells us, Friday Shabbos is always a good fitness test. And Friday Shabbos is the day when here it starts anyway, maybe not the American, but the Friday is not an official working day. And it's a time when a person can try chaperayin to learn something extra. I think myself, it's like speaking from my own heart here, but I come in sometimes Friday night. I can share actually Friday night. That's my good excuse to come. And you see people sitting and learning on Friday night. And it's so special to see, really so special to see. Friday night's a time when a person goes, oh, it's awesome, I'll be at home. And people come and they're learning. And yeah, for me, a few years ago, I started becoming a tremendous chizuk for me to see. It's my chizuk myself to see such a thing. And the normal natural thing a person might say is Friday night I have to be at home with my wife. I can't go and learn in the basement. But if it was a Shalom Zohar, a person would leave his home to go to Shalom Zohar. People do that. So let the basement just be a Shalom Zohar. Yeah, Shalom Zohar, play 20 minutes on Friday night to sit and learn. And it, for me anyway, coming and seeing is a chizuk for myself. But more people come, is you machazik other people. You don't get to learn at home. It's not the lot of them. It's machazik other people. Oh, matzah, I'll be right. So last week, last few weeks I've been spotting this. Last week was the yard site of the massacre in Arnoff, the 8th yard site of the massacre in Arnoff. And Reuben spoke, and what these days it should be machazik Friday night. And the week before I was in Kiryat Sefer, and I saw big signs up. It should be Mechazik Friday night. It's a Roshan Azach. It shows what a person really feels. So if it's possible, and I'm just speaking about time myself, anyway, to be Mechazik when you can. I don't have to speak to you, though. You're sitting here in the morning every day, and they could be having gone off to elsewhere. It's Givaldic. We mustn't be our Esau being too suffering. We have to try and be more like Yaakov. So it should be well, everyone. A good chat.
Service. Yeah.